Welcome to Review a Drug.
We've been expecting you.
Yeah.
This is episode 2.
Episode 2. For all of our many, many listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All 8 of you guys. Most of which I'm pretty sure are us.
Yeah,
but, our friend Bex.
You know, some little acorns, mighty oak trees grow.
Oh my god, not a truer word has been said.
And I feel like we're gonna be an oak tree one day.
Yeah, we're gonna be walking those red carpets with people that we won't actually do because we're introverted and don't want to go to things like that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk.
But we'll
to
get
people,
invited.
And we don't want people to talk to us.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
That's why we do a podcast.
Yeah. People have to listen to us, but we don't have to interact with them.
But we want to interact eventually.
Yeah.
We want people to be sending in emails. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the podcast. Podcast number 2 of Review a Drone.
Yes, yes. I haven't had a whole lot of time this week to be consuming things. So some of my things I'll talk about will be older things.
No, but we want older things too.
Yeah,
it's just anything we were like into at the moment.
Sure.
Might be watching an older series. I'm watching an older series. Still recommending. This is the whole point. We have all these streaming services.
Yeah.
So many thousands of things to wade through. They don't all have to be new.
Absolutely true.
Okay.
Right, so shall we get into it?
Let's do it. Okay, let's start with TV.
So what have you been watching this week?
Brassic. It's basically all been Brassic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which I think you did actually tell me to watch years ago and
yes,
I ignored it.
Ignored me as you.
But then my
do.
Other friend who I like trust more.
Oh, so rude.
Told me to watch it. So I did. And I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. I've got through like 6
watch
series
up
in the last 2 weeks.
How many series is this or are they all together?
Actually, that's a good point. No, there's 6. So I'm on the 5th series now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But really good. Yeah. It is created by Joe Gilgan and Danny Brocklehurst. It's on Sky One or Now TV. I think it's just called Now, actually.
What is Now TV? Is it a separate streaming service?
Platform. Service.
But it's nothing to do with Apple.
No. What do you think it's got? No, it's Sky's streaming service.
I feel like it was a part of something else.
No, it's always just been Sky's streaming service.
Well, then what's Sky One?
Well, Sky. What do you mean?
Well, that's a streaming service.
No, that's Sky TV. That's Sky's TV. Then you have, like, if you have Sky, you get Sky on the go, which is, like, their sort of BBC iPlayer, but you can download stuff if you're a member of Sky. But
so
you can have
Now,
Now. It's just Now. It's not Now TV.
Sorry.
Right? Right. Now is Sky's streaming service. So you don't have to have Sky. You can just pay for Now.
And you're watching.
You get everything you'd want on Sky, and you can even watch live stuff.
Why would you have Sky then?
I genuinely don't know, because buying Sky, Sky is expensive, whereas Now, I've been paying, like, £5 for it for a year now.
Okay.
I, like, keep threatening to leave, and they go, oh, don't leave, have it on Fiverr, yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll look into that.
The series follows the lives of Vinnie O'Neill, who is Gilgan, and his friends in the fictional town of Hawley. It is a comedy and it is really, really funny, but there is drama thrown into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vinny has bipolar, which they talk about a lot in the show, and about how like his insecurities with having it and how he like navigates relationships with it.
Yeah.
And it's very funny.
It is very funny. Has a lot of heart to it. Also.
It has so much heart to it. Like he's so lovely in it.
Yeah,
he's a real
good.
Yeah, he is.
Misfits was really
loved
good.
Him in Misfits. Preacher. It was great. Did you not watch Preacher?
No.
You would like Preacher. There you go. There's a recommendation.
Well, I'm sorry, Preacher. But I just ignore your recommendation.
Touche. It was, I think you'd like Preacher.
Yeah.
No, actually, you don't like comic stuff, though. But it's a dark comic thing. It's more on the lines of, like, the boys rather than, like, tone-wise.
Yeah. I think I did start.
Like he plays
watching
a vampire in it.
See, now I'm already drawn in.
Exactly. It's got him in it, Joe Gilgan, he's a vampire. It's got the dude from Mamma Mia. I want to say his name's Dominic
Pierce
West,
Brosnan?
But that's not. It's got Pierce Brosnan in it. searching for his long-lost daughter, sings a medley of songs, and then Joe Gilgan as a vampire just pops up into it.
Sounds great. Is it saying Grace?
No, oddly enough.
What?
Yeah, so Preacher. Preacher.
Okay.
When you get time. Anyway, Brastic. Yeah, before, I wasn't that keen on Michelle Keegan. Like, yeah. I like her, but, like, I've not really seen anything where I'm like, oh, particularly liking it. Like, there was a series out at the beginning of this year, like, based on a set of books, or it's one book. Yeah, and yeah. She, like, her husband disappears, and she's got a fight. I thought it was terrible. It was really bad. Yeah. But she's really good in this. She is really good.
And she just has so much hair.
She has so much hair. It's amazing it's hair,
just,
too.
It cascades.
It does. Never ending. She's got great hair. Yeah.
I think it's a good all round. Like, I know lots of different people which have very different personalities, but I think this one is quite a good one for everyone.
It is. I would agree. Everyone. Yeah. I've actually told a few people to watch it. And my family.
Do they ignore you?
Yes, my family think everything I watch is terrible. Yes. Like, I have good taste, but they have terrible taste, but they think I've got bad taste. And even they're liking it at the moment.
Okay, so Married at First Sight, or MAFS.
Yes, as all the cool kids say.
Absolutely. We've both been watching that, so it's quite a good one to talk about. So I would say there's quite a lot of problematic people in this one.
Oh my God, so many insecure men.
Yeah.
And one insecure lady. Maybe two, actually, to be fair. Actually, I think all of them are insecure.
There's a lot
going
on.
In some ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So quite a few mental health issues kind of popping up there.
Oh, my God. Did you see... Have you seen all of it this week?
Yeah.
So, like, Eve and Charlie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's happening, because I've read that maybe we haven't seen everything that happened on that honeymoon. Because, so, I'm sure everyone has been watching it. If not, skip past this because it's going to be annoying. They keep referencing that Charlie did something terrible on his honeymoon. And I don't remember doing anything particularly bad. She shouted.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, now Eve just cannot get past it. And then Eve just walks off. Like, I just think they're just really bad for each other. And that it definitely was time to leave.
Yeah, definitely. I think completely different people.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, they've got them together because it will cause drama. But it seemed to be, like, very damaging for both of them.
Really damaging.
Like, it didn't seem, like, fun to watch.
No. Like, Charlie looks, she's having a panic attack on there.
Yeah, I mean, she really needs some help with her issues.
I didn't even think she was that bad. I thought Eve was
I thought she was worse than Eve.
Oh, see, I thought Eve was worse. Because Eve was just like a brick wall. She just wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Charlie was trying. And I don't know what she did that was that bad.
Going crazy, though.
So anyway, they were not good. It's a good job they've gone. Quite hard to watch that was. It wasn't the best.
And also the girl, oh, I don't know their names.
Which one?
The girl has long black hair.
Lacey?
No.
Oh.
Although we'll get back onto that.
Oh, and the fajitas.
Oh, the fajitas. Let's talk about that for a moment. That mother. What?
Oh, no, what, I just don't even know what to say.
What world is she from?
Like, she's never met a vegetarian before.
She kept calling him a vegan, which he clearly said to her, no, I'm a vegetarian.
And, like, he's just such a nice, simple lad. And he just, like, gets thrown into these situations with these intense women who have you never met a vegetarian before?
I don't know.
Being like, oh, he's going to make me do all the cooking. When it's like, you're cooking meat.
Yeah, and also you brought it and said it's your favourite dinner and you love cooking and you're really good at it. And then being like, he's making me cook everything.
And then like, oh, not saying let's maybe put another pan out and put some vegetables in it so you can eat.
Yeah, exactly. So, just make it without the meat in it.
Just like, no, you're just not going to eat anything. Oh, that was ridiculous.
Probably shouldn't have said it would look like a bin.
That was really funny. But she 100% overreacted.
Oh, gosh,
I mean, to start crying. And the sister, she just seems a bit gormless.
Yeah.
Like, she never says anything. She just sort of looks at her mum.
Maybe the way it's been edited. So it's sort of...
Yeah.
I definitely agree. But I think it's just weird that she said nothing.
Yeah, it is weird. Although I was reading yesterday that they've been trying to get famous for years and they've been on lots of little shows.
Yeah, I've seen the Lacey Girls one and stuff.
And they have a shared Instagram and TikTok where they do bits.
I don't believe that they're twins. I don't even think Lace is a part of that family, if I'm being completely honest. They don't look at all similar.
They don't look at all similar. Like,
the mum and the sister, you can tell it's mother and daughter. Where's Lacey come from? Yeah. None of those features fit their family. They're not twins. Why would they constantly reference the fact that they're twins?
Well, they might be twins. They're just not...
related in any way.
There might be one of these situations where she had two wombs, the mum.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they were conceived at the same time but separately. You never know, is all I'm saying. You never know.
Absolutely. You know,
might be
what?
One of these fluke situations.
I don't want to be judgmental.
No. But yeah, that was mental.
The other one I was talking about originally, she has long black hair.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is, and I don't know the other man's name either. But he's
a
gaslighter.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, why do they let these people on? Are they vetted?
I know. I just don't think they are. Or if they are.
I suppose it's to make good TV. Yeah. But like, I thought, I know, like, we all watch it and we like the car crashes, but
it
shouldn't be at the detriment of people's mental health. Mm. It's surely going to make some of the women more insecure.
Yeah,
because like, I mean, the way it looked like Polly's being treated.
God,
although
that
I don't love Polly. Yeah, he's hideous.
She was quite horrible at the dinner party.
Yeah, she was terrible. Yeah. And she keeps like, you know, he says not great things about her, and then she's just on the sofa like stroking his leg again and things. So maybe she's into it. Maybe she likes that sort of. Oh my god, he does look like an acorn.
Yeah.
I also saw another thing that said he looks like Henry VIII, and he does.
Yeah, I was thinking, it's like, you know the TV series Plebs? Where they all have the idiot haircuts.
Yes. I don't understand what's happening there at all. God, it's like I hate watch, isn't it?
I really
love watching it, but I don't want to love watching it.
I think I only watch it because it's on every day, and it's just easy to be like, oh, there's something to watch.
Yeah, I think
if it was weekly, I wouldn't watch it.
No.
This is a bit of an old recommendation.
That's what we're all about.
It's October, and when October starts, I always want to watch Over the Garden Wall.
Spooky season.
Exactly. Autumn in a TV show.
I've never heard of this, so give me the pitch.
Well, it's an animated series festival.
Obvs.
Came out in 2014. Created by Patrick McHale. He sort of worked on Adventure Time and Pinocchio.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that's the one. So Elijah Wood is one of the main characters voicing it. Got Melanie Lukinsky. What's her name? From Yellow Jackets.
Melanie Link.
Linksy.
No, Melanie.
Melanie.
Adrian. Melanie. It's not Linksy. I can't think of what her name is.
Lensky.
I will look it up. You continue. Okay.
Lensky.
I'm sure it's Lensky.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's in it. John Cleese is in it for a bit. Christopher Lloyd. So, you know, we've got some...
Great people.
And it's, like, nice sepia tones. So it's about two brothers, Wirt and Greg. They go over the Garden Wall one. They get lost in the great unknown. And it's all about them trying to get back home again. And they keep seeing, kind of getting into different villages. So there's one village that's like all creepy pumpkins. And it's like, oh, it's kind of a midsummer vibe, but autumn. And then there's one about some frogs. I'm not explaining it very well, but it's great.
It's like, I'm going to explain it in my terms, right? I like to go to theme parks.
Sure.
As we know. There are two types of Halloweens in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You can go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in Disney.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the Halloween Horror Nights in Universal.
Sure.
This sounds like Mickey's Not So Scary.
No. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I see why you would think that. Mm-hmm. But it's quite scary.
It's got an edge to it.
Yeah. Watch it to get into the autumn vibes, get some soup going in your pumpkin pot.
I hate soup.
Are you serious?
You know I hate soup.
I just blanked it from my mind because I don't want to believe that it's true.
It's just I don't get it. You know, I don't like hot drinks. It's basically just another hot drink. Do you know what is nice, though, actually? I say I don't like soup.
A gazpacho.
No, that's even worse because it's like thinner and cold, yeah. No, the old cheese toastie dipped in soup.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm down with that. Anyway, okay. So I'm going to get myself a cheese toast. I'm going to get myself some soup.
Do it.
And I'm going to watch Over the Garden Wall. Perfect. I'm not going to do any of that.
I know you're not.
It's a great
picture.
But
maybe one of the eight people listening will do. Bex, this one's for you. Yeah.
Write in and tell us what you think. AKA just text me.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. Watch Over the Garden Wall.
I'm gonna have a lovely time doing it.
It's a lie, but...
It is a massive lie, but, you know.
All right, well, shall we move on to films?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's talk about films. So what have we been seeing this week?
So the first film we went to see was Never Let Go.
Ugh. And it was a secret screening, wasn't it?
A secret screaming. Yeah. So we didn't know what it was going to be. We were hoping it was going to be a different film about the serial killer.
Yeah.
And from his perspective.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was Never Let Go. And it's starring Halle Berry, Percy Daggs and Anthony B. Jenkins as her twin sons. And it was directed by Alexander Ajar. So it's a psychological horror about a mother, Halle Berry, and her sons who live remotely in the woods. We learn that there's an evil, which is called the evil, and it's taken over the world, and they are the only survivors, and they're protected by their house. And as long as they're tethered to their house using these, like, insanely long ropes that don't seem to get snagged on things.
Yeah, it's suspiciously new-looking.
Yeah, like, that's
not
true.
Not dirty, considering they're being hauled around woodland.
Yeah, all the time, yeah. So yeah, they're tethered to the house by these ropes. It means they can go and explore the woods around them, like gathering food and whatnot. Mm. However, one of the sons starts to question whether the evil actually exists or it's basically just a shared psychosis that's been passed down through the generations of the family. Because we learn that her mum felt this evil around her and that the dad built this cabin in the woods so that they could live remotely and like she wouldn't have to deal with it. And Halle Berry rejected that at first, but then came to the realisation that it existed. And then basically we're throughout the film trying to figure out whether it's real or not, this evil.
I would say none of the points were truly expanded.
Like, we don't know.
Oh yeah, they tethered these ropes to the house to protect them, but it doesn't say why the house was protecting them.
No, it doesn't. Or like, but they have to say these when they come back to the house, they have to say these prayers, that sort of thing, to make sure that they haven't like got an evil inside them, and that the house will tell them if they're evil.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain how.
No, it doesn't explain anything whatsoever. And she also puts them in the basement. She's basically torturing her sons all this time.
Yeah,
and it's not in the basement. It's like a weird hole. It's completely black. Mm. It's just like a hole, isn't it?
Like an evil dead.
They're put in there and then they're supposed to like purge the evil from them and then bring in the light of the house, the goodness of the house. We have weird hallucinations, I'm gonna say they are, of people. Oh, the snake man, I remember the snake man now, at the very end.
The snakes were a running theme throughout it.
Were they?
Yeah, but it was like, oh, he's just found a snake skin in the woods. The ropes are kind of snaky, but there was no real payoff for that. It was just there's a snake man and he's turned into dust.
Halle Berry ends up killing herself in a very irritating way.
Yeah.
The boys are left alone. You're like, oh, what are they going to do? A real man comes along and that's when we're like, oh, so the evil doesn't exist then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because before then we didn't really know. Mm-hmm. And they kill him because they think that he's part of the evil. And it's when one of the sons who's been like questioning whether this evil existed, and he starts to think, actually, no, this doesn't exist. We need to go off and we need to find civilization. But the other son, who was more indoctrinated, thinks it's all real and doesn't want to go off.
Yeah, he, like, his mum's death
pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, pushed him into the madness.
So then, and then lots of stuff happens. They basically end up getting rescued. And we don't know, I think it's a shared psychosis because we find this real man and obviously they're getting rescued. Mm. But at the end of the film, it goes extremely route one and they've got this picture and the boy that's more indoctrinated has this creepy arm around him as if it's the evil.
Looked very rubbery.
It looked very rubbery. Yeah, it's like one of these films doesn't want to make up its mind. Mm. Was it in their heads? Is it real?
Yeah.
It was really boring.
Oh my God. It felt so long.
It did feel so long. Mm. Yeah. I really wanted to like it. But I just find myself really, like, my mind wandering off thinking, what am I going to have for dinner tomorrow?
I think that is the mark of a film, if we're not thinking about what to make for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. That means we actually really like it. Yeah. And I lost my keys that night. Oh, so my... I was thinking, where are my keys? Trying to retrace the steps in my head.
I think the idea of the house protecting them, if it was explored a bit more, could have been interesting, because it mentioned it was created from like from ancient trees. Yeah. And then there was like a carving on the cellar thing that was a big tree. Like, it should have had more meaning, but it was just not put into the film.
Yeah, that's very true.
And the snake thing, like I say, it felt like that was supposed to be something, but it wasn't explained. So it was just sort of
like a metaphor.
Weird.
Is it a metaphor for, like, you know, shacking off the old way of living, which is basically in the forest, for the new way of living, which is going into the world? I mean, if it is, that's very subtle and not very good.
Yeah, and also there was a whole thing about her
living
previous life in the city. She had all this snake tattoo. It was implied that she'd done something which made her come out into the woods. But that was never really explained.
Yeah.
It's like lots of things that didn't go anywhere.
Very true. So, what would you give this out of 10 Reviewertrons? How many Reviewertrons are you giving it?
I'm saying 2 because I just wanted to leave.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm going to give it 3.
Okay.
But wouldn't recommend.
It's a generous 3.
It's a generous 3.
Yeah, don't recommend it.
No. It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right. Next one?
Yeah. Okay, so the next film we're talking about is Terrifier. So this is the original 2016 Terrifier, not the new third one that's coming out.
Yeah.
So yeah, this was shown as a double bill, Terrifier and Terrifier 2. Now...
we only did Terrifier 1.
Yeah, we only saw the first one. Tell us a bit about the film,
Emma. Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so it stars David Howard Thornton as Art the Clown, who was actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Kennel, Catherine Corcoran.
You need to write this down phonetically.
I know. Samantha Scafferty. Why are they all such hard names? Directed and written by Damien Leon. Mm-hmm. It is a cult horror film. It has become cult.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with a survivor attacking a TV host. And then we cut to two women after a night out getting food in a random pizzeria, where a very creepy Art the Clown walks in, and basically hideous things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very low budget of 35K,
yeah,
which it did look good for 35 grand, also you can tell it's low budget.
Yeah.
The director wrote the film as he wanted to show off his clown character, which he had developed, and his practical effects work. And he has admitted that the characters are underdeveloped, and we'll get into that.
Okay, yeah.
The third film's about to come out, so it's become a franchise, and I've heard it does get better as it goes on, because he gets more money. So we will have to, I think we'll go watch the third one when it does come out.
I think do we need to see the second one?
Oh, God, I mean, I'm sure we could probably get away with it, but okay. We'll watch that one as well, yeah. Yeah, so what did we think?
Well, I would just preface this by saying that initially I was very... anti going to see this.
So was I. I love a horror film. Yeah. You less so.
Well, I don't mind. It wasn't so much the horror. It was like the female mutilation I wasn't really into.
Yeah, once you did tell me that, it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like, we've all seen before, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
Let's, like, the shock factor of, like, going
sexualized
after women.
Horror.
Exactly. Horror. Like, he literally saw the woman from her vagina. Downwards.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Cuts off some boobs.
Cuts off some boobs, because why not? And then puts them on.
Oh, yeah.
Although I quite liked it when he put them on. That's quite funny.
Fair enough. We both went into this, didn't really want to see it, but we thought, you know what? Know your enemies. We'll go and see it.
100%.
See how bad it is. We can always leave.
Yes.
But wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary. Like, I get, like, you know, it's a very low budget film. And the effects they did have were good, but a lot of it was cut away. You don't actually see much, and then you just see the end results, which is not very scary to me. I'm more of a, like, psychological thriller, jump scare is what I find scary. Gore I find a bit boring after a while because it's the same thing over and over usually.
I think both of us are quite into the practical effects of things. Yes. More like we want to make them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that looks really cool rather than it actually scares me.
Exactly, yeah.
The women. Mm. It wasn't as exploitative as I thought it was going to be.
No, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been worse, but it was still women running around.
In Halloween costumes.
In Halloween, small Halloween costumes. Yeah. And they just had, as I said, he has said, like, he knows that they were underdeveloped.
Yeah.
And they were. Mm. There was nothing about them whatsoever, apart from they were screaming around with little clothing on. Mm.
It felt like a uni project. I don't get why it's a cult film.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
I can understand it being like, I don't know, for special effects people, maybe, that it's something. But yeah, for a cult film, for how popular it is, and how well known that Terrifier face is.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
Like, Art the Clown was very good. He was scary. And the man playing him, he plays him really well. Like, he is a great character.
Mm.
He's, like, underserved in the film. Even though it's, you know, the director wrote the film. You can see he's written it for this clown and to showcase the clown. Yeah, because I feel like I want to talk about the plot more, but there's not really anything to talk about in the plot.
No.
Like, two girls get kidnapped by him. He terrorises them. Her sister comes along. He terrorises her.
Yeah.
But there's a crazy woman that lives in the basement, obviously.
Of course.
And he terrorises her.
Yeah.
And then one of them sort of gets free, but not really. And that's it. That is the film. There's nothing really more to it. So, like, it was all right.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't really recommend it, though.
No, I wouldn't really.
It passed the time.
It passed.
That's a great rousing recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art was great. The rest of it, not so much. I wouldn't go see the other two unless...
I wouldn't, if the new one wasn't coming out, it wasn't going to be in cinemas. Yeah, I wouldn't have...
I wouldn't have bothered. But I think we will because it is coming out the cinema.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it on the pod. Is it any better?
Plus, we have cinema cards. So
yeah, exactly. We'll just go see anything.
Cinema hasn't lost power again. We can go and see it.
The cinema has been down without power for the last week. So, it's been in and out, rather. So how many reviewatrons are we going to give it?
I'll go for 5.
Okay.
I hate it. It's just meh.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually, I'll go with 5 as well. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't actively thinking about dinner.
No, I wasn't actively thinking about dinner, so that's good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Great stuff. So Ash, you went to see Hear No Evil, See No Evil this week by yourself, or actually with your boyfriend, without me. And do you want to quickly talk about that?
Yeah, so it's a remake of a Danish film, which I haven't seen the original, but I did watch the trailer. I feel that's enough.
Okay.
Kieran, my partner, did watch it, and he said it's a very different film to the one thing.
I have heard that. I have heard the remake's better.
Well, yeah, I suppose it depends what you like.
Yeah.
Like, I think the ending is very different to this one.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's based on that. So James McAvoy is in it as one of the main characters. And I say he's the best thing in it. He's holding it together.
He's always the best thing in anything.
So super hench.
I did want to see it, and it is solely based on a picture of him with his top off.
Yeah, that was the only reason I was interested in
that. Is basically film. Yeah.
If he's not making some kind of superhero film after this or during this or something, I don't know why is that.
Oh
hench?
Yeah, that's a good point. Why has he got so big?
Because it's not just like, oh, I'm just
working out. It's like proper, like I'm getting ready for something.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Ooh,
Hulk
I'm gonna
out.
Have to do some research on that.
Please
and
do.
Go see it straight away when it comes.
For science.
Yes, exactly. For science.
Absolutely. But yeah, generally, the plot, it takes a long time. I don't know how long the film was.
Okay.
It felt long.
Right.
It took a long time to get to the actual action. And then the action is, like, not that interesting. And, like, the premise is that two families, both are in Italy on holiday. They're both a couple with kind of similarly aged child. They become really good friends. It's kind of a bit of a bromance between the dads. Like, James McAvoy is really outgoing and the other dad's, like, quite shy and reserved. So they become quite good friends. James McAvoy invites them back to their house and being like, oh, you should come round. They're American. I should have explained this beforehand. The other family's American. James McAvoy's family's English. They're like, oh, you know, come back and visit us in our house. And they get there. It's a very, very remote house. It's obviously going to go wrong.
As there are a lot of remote houses in the UK.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends where you are.
This is my point, though. I know that I think the director's English and he wanted to set something in, make a British film, yeah. UK film. James McAvoy, it's obviously Scottish. The premise of them going to a remote house, it may as well have been in Scotland.
I know, that would make a lot more sense, yeah, if it was in Scotland.
His accent kept slipping. Felt like it would have worked better if they went out into Scotland.
Yeah.
Because it would have
just... I say setting would make sense as well.
Looked, yeah, it looked like they were in Scotland.
Yeah.
And it was like, as he's Scottish anyway, why not
like
just...
beautiful scenery and stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
I'd say I'd probably give it like 4.
Oh, really? What, is worse than Terrifier?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had to rewatch them again, I'd say Terrifier. Terrifier's more memorable. Ooh, I don't think I'd remember that I've seen this. The most memorable thing is... James McAvoy's shoulders. That isn't something that should be the takeaway from a film.
That's because it does. I mean, you're going to forget a while.
So, yeah, I'd say you didn't really miss much.
Apart from the shoulders.
Apart from the shoulders.
Maybe. I won't watch it.
Perfect. All right. So, the last film for this pod will be Megalopolis. And Oh My.
Oh My Indeed.
So, we went to see this. Now, Emma wasn't really fussed about seeing it.
I did not want to see it.
I only wanted to see it because...
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver's sweet man that he is in it.
I did not know where that sweet was going to end up. I was like, is it going to be face, pecs?
I don't know. I also didn't know where that's going. That's why I said it's
the little angel that is Adam Driver. I don't think many people would describe him as that, but...
Adam Driver was in it, which is the reason I wanted to see it.
Yes. And I am a good friend.
Absolutely.
I will always support you in your endeavours.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, that's the main pull was just Adam Driver and... just a morbid curiosity of...
Yeah, that's true. It was like a curiosity of a film.
Yeah.
So this stars Adam Driver, Natalie Emmanuel, Shia LaBeouf, Aubrey Plaza, Giancarlo Esposito, Dustin Hoffman, John Voight. It's loads of amazing actors.
Yeah.
Looks like they've never been in a film before.
Kind of like Kinds of Kindness, where there's loads of people
that
are really good actors.
Amazing actors, and they just.
But it's so terrible.
Well, in Kinds of Kindness, though, they at least were acting. It was like they weren't bad actors, it was just a bad film.
Yeah.
This is like they were bad actors.
In the club.
Oh my God. Adam Driver, just. There's so many amazingly bad bits of dialogue that I think are just going to be. Memed forever now.
Oh yeah,
they're literally memorable. It's you know, this film is memorable for many different reasons.
None of them because it was good.
Exactly. So I did not know. I write the blurbs for this, and from what I've seen, and I will, you know, regurgitate that basically. But I did not know how to explain this.
No.
So this is from Wikipedia. Full disclosure. This is so...
Tell me what the film's about. I don't know what the film's about.
Neither do I. And I don't think anyone else does either. But so this is what Wikipedia says. Set in an imagined modern United States, it follows visionary architect Cesar Catalana, which is Driver, as he clashes with the corrupt Mayor Franklin Cicero, which is Esposito, in determining how to rebuild the metropolis of New Rome as Megapolis, a futuristic utopia. The film references characters involved in the Catalanian conspiracy of 63 BC, including Catiline and Cicero, in addition to Caesar. Now, none of that makes sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes as much sense as the film makes sense.
We should say we did leave about an hour and a half in.
We did not see the whole thing.
We were just thinking about dinner the whole time.
Yeah. So, Francis Ford Coppola has been developing this for decades. No one wanted to make it, even with his amazing reputation. He's made incredible films, none of which I like, I have to say. They're not my bag. But, you know, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it must... Why does it not say to you that you are an amazing director who's done these great films, held into highest esteem... No one wants to make your film.
Yeah.
Like, that has surely got to speak to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, these people have got all the money in the world, all the power.
None of the sense.
None of the sense, Ash. Money doesn't buy sense.
Or taste.
He sold a portion of his winery in California to fund this. Mm. California? It just sounded weird when I said it. Anyway, for $120 million of his own money. And it's been plagued with all sorts of problems. Mm. Like, I think they were trying to get it done before COVID, but then COVID hit.
Oh.
And then, yeah, so it was, like, put back. And then Variety has reported that Coppola harassed people on set, which he has denied. Mm. Shia LaBeouf was cast in 2022, which was well after he was sued by FKA Twigs for assault and emotional distress.
Mm.
It's not good. It's not good in any sense.
Like you said.
Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes... Nothing is good.
None of the scenes.
None of the scenes.
Like, yeah, like you said, when I looked at the trailer, I thought, okay, yeah, it's like dreamy imagery. It's maybe got like a Baz Luhrmann vibe to it, you know? I thought, okay, this could be, at least it will look good even if it's not a good story. But
yeah.
But it didn't.
It didn't.
It was so bad.
The effects were terrible. Yeah. Like, he was standing on a weird clock. We don't know why he was standing on a clock. Clock looked terrible.
It was like a... early 2000s music video.
It was. You're like Smashing Pumpkins or something, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Or like a Hoobastank.
I don't know who that is.
Are they even called Hoobastank?
I really hope they're not called.
Yeah, like a Hoobastank video. Yeah, it didn't look good. The storyline was inaccessible.
Oh my god, that is the perfect word for it. Inaccessible.
The acting was just all terrible. Over the place.
It was terrible. I don't understand how you've got these incredible actors.
Yeah.
And it's like they've never acted before. This was like, we said the Terrifier was like a uni project. This was like a GCSE project.
Yeah. Where people were just like, had their words held up. Yeah. Out of shot. So
they were just reading god. Them. And they were like told to just go as big as you can.
Yeah.
And it was like it was trying to be like, deep and like really introspective, talking about how the world is today, like reflecting on it.
But it was actually in there.
Oh my gosh, throwing Shakespeare for no reason. It was just shallow and it's condescending in its tone. It was just so bad. Oh my god, the women were extreme. Like, we're talking about terrifying women underserved.
No,
but this was terrible. This was like, again, it was like a 90s.
It's just like video. Dated.
It's so like, dated. Felt, like, it started off with like these women in a club, you know, not wearing much, which you don't wear much, go for it. But they're like all over each other, they're kissing, and they're not, you know, it's a real male gazy version of women.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, they're completely underwritten. They're fodder, is what they are in it. Good, even Aubrey Plaza, word. I love Aubrey Plaza so much. Of course. Much. She's amazing.
But even she just felt like.
She was probably like the better thing in it, but even she wasn't good in it.
Right.
And again, she was like just played this femme fatale.
Yeah.
Like a real caricature of that sort of person.
Yeah, the costumes of all the women were just like all see-through or really tight. Just bum cheeks falling out.
And the virgin.
The virgin
scene was weird, really weird.
I felt like we were being indoctrinated into some kind of religion.
Oh my god, that is like it, yeah. Yes. So they have this scene where this virgin who is like gonna save the city
through her
virginity, apparently.
Didn't she get sold off?
Well, yeah, so she comes down, she sings a song about being pure, and then they seem to then have an auction to sell her off, but I don't think they are selling off her virginity, but that is what it seems like. Yeah, to old men, to gross old men. I think they were trying to keep her pure, which is weird as well.
How's the money helping that?
I don't know. Oh, Coppola, he doesn't know either. He's a
weirdo.
Yeah, so that wasn't good. And then it was just starting to sort of get Shia LaBeouf's character, hated Adam Driver's character, but just, we just couldn't care. He was weird. And annoying. He's very annoying.
Weird in like a, I'm just trying to be so crazy.
Yes.
Like, I am.
Like a real fake craziness, that's true. It was awful. And then we left and we went and got a nice Turkish meal.
Cheeky little Turkish.
Cheeky little Turkish. Just to drown out the taste of that film. So then
Turkish was great.
The Turkish was amazing.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Turkish, is it called? Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're in Kent, by the old Cine World in Rochester, the industrial estate, and you want
yourself to a Turkish, because my God, you will not regret it.
You will not regret it. Get the wrap.
All the The charcoal vegan kebab.
Great stuff.
I dream about it.
Brilliant. Anyway,
we digress.
When we left, I then did look up a bit afterwards of like what happened, and I actually cannot fathom what happened. None of it's explained. Mm. There's like people have got powers that aren't explained. Adam Driver can stop time. That's not explained.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's not explained at all.
Oh, but then he gets it back because a girl kisses him.
Oh yeah, he loses it, which we didn't realise he'd lost it. No. And then yeah, he gets it back because Martin Emmanuel can see him for who he is. Oh, she's anyway. Yeah. But part of it is that it sort of stops and Adam Driver interacts with the audience.
What?
Yeah, there's these special screenings. Happen? So there's these special screenings, like they're interactive screenings, where they get someone from the audience, like a pre-person, and they, like, have a conversation with Adam Driver.
What?
I know.
Wait.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
They only have done that in obviously very few screenings. So like our screening where, you know, no one ever goes to.
There's four people in the screen.
It's just going to be Adam Driver talking nonsense because you haven't got a two-way conversation going on. So you just wouldn't know what was happening. But the other people, they have this special one.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I think it just ends. I don't think anything's explained. I think they're just...
I'm so glad we left.
I'm glad we left. I was like, what?
We rarely walk out of films.
I think we've only ever walked out of one film before this.
Which one?
Ah, the Bourne one.
I was going to say, the Bourne.
Yeah, years and years and years ago, though.
It was so boring and the air conditioner was so cold.
Yes.
And we just left.
We just couldn't cope with it. Yeah, it wasn't one of the, it was the oldest, like the newest Bourne one, which is still really old.
Yeah.
Had the guy from Hawkeye in it.
I forgot what his name is.
Him anyway.
So we're not ones to give up.
No, we're not. We persevere.
Even Kinds of Kind. We keep bringing up this film, but that is the litmus test for like bad films.
Basically, it's all of Ash's films that I end up wanting to walk out. Oh my God, it literally is all of your films that I want to walk out.
Rude.
But so accurate.
I just feel like you need to broaden your horizons.
I do. I come with you. And then I don't want them broadened. Is what it turns
out. If you can't
I want to go home.
Penis in an attic, then that's your problem.
Penis in an attic? Was that a film? Bo
is Afraid.
I don't remember a penis in the attic in Bo is Afraid.
Real? That was his dad.
Do you know what? I might have gone to sleep at that point. You know, it just wasn't ending. So I was just like, oh, can I get away with having a little nap right now? Oh, that's probably a thing about what we went for dinner again. So yeah, would not recommend this one. This has not been a good week at all.
It really hasn't.
We haven't seen any good films.
No. And we were saying earlier, we were on such a good run.
Yeah, of decent things. Yeah, we come out and be like, you know, that's pretty good, but...
Yeah.
All of these, yeah. So how many reviewers are you trying to give it?
It's none.
Zero, yeah.
No,
zero stars.
I'll give you one for Adam Driver.
I'm going to give it zero because I don't have the same affinity for Adam Driver that you do.
Have you seen him in Girls, though?
Yes.
So adorable.
Oh, God, I hated Girls so much.
Yeah, but...
Lena Dunham, man.
Oh,
what is happening there?
That's a whole podcast. A whole other
podcast, yeah.
I guess that's it for...
For films.
For films. Yeah, let's move on.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Let's talk about podcasts.
Absolutely.
Baby. Absolutely. Talk about you and me.
Talk about all the podcasts.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's talk about podcasts.
Yeah.
What hit me?
Well, because it's October and I'm in the
spooky
vibes.
Season.
Yeah, I thought I'd recommend some old podcasts that are really good. So,
spooky podcasts.
Spooky pods. First one is Law.
Isn't that a series on Netflix?
It is a series on Netflix, but this is the podcast that the series was made for. I personally didn't enjoy the series.
I didn't watch it.
Well... because the podcast is good because it's more... I didn't really like the visuals that they did.
I was going to say, you got to use your imagination.
Yeah, exactly. So what it is, it explores old lore, like stories, folklore, and sort of scary stories that you tell around a campfire, you know?
Okay, so like ghost stories? But not ghost stories.
It's not always
ghosts,
but yeah, that kind of thing. So it's made by Aaron Mankey, and it's 2015 podcast, so it's not too far away. Long ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't want to think about it.
Nearly, like, we're a few months from Christmas, New Year, and it'll be 10 years.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah.
Well, that's depressing. So, Lore, it's L-O-R-E. Yeah, so you can get it on Spotify, probably everywhere else. But yeah, it's like...
Apple Podcasts.
Cool.
Get your podcasts.
For people with...
Great phones.
Still hanging on to Apple as a thing.
They're easy to use.
Okay. So yeah, watch Lore on Netflix if you want. But I'd say give the podcast a listen too.
That does nice sound good.
Spooky stories. They're quite short too.
Yeah.
Everyone, they're from different, like I said, different countries, different things that they're talking about. So yeah.
Would recommend. Excellent. I mean, there was a few like that around that time, I think. So it was like Limetown.
Oh, yes. Limetown. No, yes. You did recommend that to me.
I did recommend it to you. And Limetown was like a fictionalised reporter or a fictional reporter looking into the disappearances of like 300 people in a neuroscience research facility in Limetown, Tennessee. It was creepy. It really ramped up the creepiness. Yeah.
I remember listening to it on the bus on the way to work and it was like surround sound. And
yeah.
Like had a creepy like bang and I like jumped and I was like, oh.
It was really good. I think it went off the boil by the end of it, if I remember correctly. Yeah,
I can't remember.
But the first series was really good. And then as everything went downhill in the third series. Mm-hmm. And that was the same with the Black Tapes, which I loved so much when it first started. And that was about... It was a reporter and she'd found like a story of the black tape and it had something scary on it. I can't remember exactly what happens, but then they start looking into different scary things each episode and she was like accompanied by this professor. Mm. And it was actually like scary because like you know, listening on the bus, it really ramped up the creepiness and eeriness and I absolutely loved it. So I would recommend the Black Tapes as well.
It sounds a lot like Archive 81.
It was, yeah, I think it was, yeah. I don't know which one came first, though, but yes.
Yeah, Archive 81 is also a Netflix.
Yes.
Made into a Netflix series, but I think series 2 is just a podcast, because it got cancelled on Netflix.
Okay.
But it was, I think, again, better as a podcast, more immersive, more kind of use your imagination, because when they revealed what the monster thing was on Netflix.
The monsters always look terrible.
They do.
I don't know why they do it.
No.
So there used to be loads of good ones like that. Yeah. It's more like now it's, you know, as many comedy ones I listen to where I used to love like the storytelling that you used to get week by week.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure you get much of that anymore. Like there's a lot of investigations ones, like real life investigation ones that I've listened to and they're all really good and we'll get into them later in the series.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm missing that sort of storytelling.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Gonna have to look into that a bit more, see if I can find any good ones.
Come back to it another time.
Anything else?
Yeah, so another spooky one is Old Gods of Alopecia. I knew I was going to say Appalachia. Old Gods of Appalachia. So it's
no
like...
No one noticed, you're fine.
Perfect. It's an eldritch horror fiction podcast set in an alternate...
Appalachia. Just look at me and I'll say it.
Appalachia. Yeah, so what I've only just started listening to this, but it's like a kind of a story. The narrator has like a real southern drawl, the American kind of
Matthew McConaughey.
I would say more kind of old man version. But like nice, like textural. I'm feeling gritty, grumbly.
I know who... Yeah, I'm going to look up the man. You continue. Okay.
Is it the guy from the bowling film? Big Lebowski? That sits at the bar?
Yes. Him. Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
The narrator.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's about that a very scary kind of premise of like a mining town. People are mining into the earth and it's kind of releasing all these demons into the... town and causing all these problems. But it's very...
Is it spooky?
Yeah, very spooky.
Oh, okay. We'll just talk about where have those gone, and you're listening to one now.
What?
We'll talk about where the spooky podcast gone.
Yeah. Listening to one. Yeah. But it's not like a... Well, no, actually, yeah. No, it is, yeah.
Okay, great. I'll listen to it then.
Yeah,
you
it's got like
me.
Really good kind of sound, textural sound. I keep saying textural sound, but it's like, it feels like you can hear the crunching when the people are walking. There's like wind
good
sound.
Foley.
Good Foley is definitely what it is. Mm. And it seems like I said, I've only listened to the first three episodes, but a really good story.
Great.
Like
Sam Elliott was the man's name.
Yes.
And he does have that great voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you sold me. I will listen to
definitely
it.
Definitely listen to it, yeah.
Okay. I've got one more podcast, and it's a comedy podcast, and it's called We're Here to Help.
Okay.
It's hosted by Jake Johnson and Gareth Reynolds. Jake Johnson's from New Girl. He was...
Nick.
Nick! Oh, my God, well done. You saved it.
Absolutely.
And his friend Gareth, who is a comedian. And they get people just calling in, and they've got like quite stupid problems, like shallow problems, and then they help them like with them.
Oh,
it's really funny. Huh?
Call like a medium.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, except this has been going on longer.
Okay.
But that is exactly it.
Oh.
And then sometimes I get follow-ups, and they'll be like, you know, how it went and everything.
Mm.
And it's like just a very easy listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that
funny.
Good.
Very, quite sweet. Really good.
Nice.
I would recommend.
I'll watch with my ears to listen.
Beautifully
poetic. So poetic.
Like Adam Driver. Oh, in the club.
In the club.
Oh dear.
All right. Shall we move on to the next bit?
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for this podcast.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and thank you for making it to the end, if you actually have. So
super smooth. But yeah, so next pod, we're hoping to have seen the new Joker.
Yeah.
Folie à Deux.
Yeah.
Oh. And
then the horror season starts at Cineworld. So yeah, we'll be seeing some older films. I think Babadook's next week.
Yes, Babadook on Saturday.
Which I haven't seen before, so.
Oh, excellent.
Quite looking forward to that.
Yeah, and they've got some like old school, they've got Nightmare on Elm Street, I believe.
Yeah, and Carrie,
yes. So we will be seeing some old films. We'll be seeing all the new films, hopefully do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just not that much coming out at the moment.
We'll fill with TV.
Yeah, a lot of TV.
Yeah.
You need to watch Slow Horses, and then we can talk about that.
Girl
Body Podcast on that. Yeah, so get in touch.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions,
anything you want to say,
please let us know.
Yeah.
At
reviewatron.
At gmail.com.
Oh, I actually don't know. We're recording it on the phone where the information is. So. Oh, wow.
Well, just check our socials.
Yeah,
just Google reviewatron.
No one's emailing these days. Our DMs are always open.
Yeah, just DM us. Hope you have a lovely next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon. Talk to you soon.